Hi, I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. WIAA girls basketball tournament continues on Thursday night with sectional semifinal games. DeSoto will play Independence Gilmanton in the next round, and Barneville will play Argyle Pecatonica as well. Games coming up in Division III, Wisconsin Dells will face Aquinas at Reedsburg, and Lancaster will take on Edgerton at Verona area schools. The WIAA boys basketball tournament gets underway tomorrow night with lots of great games in the area, including Weston at North Crawford, and Ithaca is at Seneca as well. It will be Kickapoo hosting Wazika Steuben. Games also include Riverdale at Southwestern. In Division IV, action coming up tomorrow night. Prairie du Chien will play at Cuba City, and Wisconsin Heights will be at Deerfield. Fenimore will host the Lincoln Academy. Division III games, Richland Center will be at Lancaster, and River Valley will be at Platteville among the games. Over the weekend, WIAA individual wrestling tournament wrapped up. Bill Twining has more.
The WIAA state individual wrestling tournament was held over the weekend at the Cole Center in Madison. It was the 83rd installment of the boys state individual tournament and the fifth for the girls. Fourth time it's been held together at the same place. Three individuals were crowned four-time state champions over the weekend. Kellen Walbeck of Oconomowoc became a four-timer at 150 pounds in Division I. And Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville won the title at 165 pounds in Division II to become a four-time state champion. For the first time, the girls boast a four-time state individual wrestling champion. She is Taylor Whiting of Lena, who took the championship at 114 pounds for the girls. Three-time state champs were crowned. A pair of them, Liam Crook of Kakona and William Duchemin of Wilmot in the boys' division, and three in the girls, Madeline Peach of Milton, Lily Banks of Menasha, and Brooke Huffman of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. William Duchemin for the boys, Brooke Huffman for the girls, who earned their third state championship as juniors in 2026. A couple of wrestlers were denied milestones. Carly Chester of Badger was denied a fourth state title for the girls, where Two Rivers senior Angela Bianchi was denied her third in the championship round. Other local titleists included a pair from Iowa Grant Highland, junior Brock Hinderman and sophomore Griffin Wineski. Two more state champs were crowned from Mount Hora Barneveld, Hunter Stevens and Eli Leonard, a pair of seniors, while sophomore Toy Raggetts of Lancaster, junior Reed Falk of Middleton, and a pair of wrestlers from Aquinas, Marquez Sheard and Tyson Martin, won state titles on Saturday night. Among the state runners-up were a pair of former champions from our immediate area, seniors Grant Matthews of Riverdale and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland. Both lost by identical 4-1 scores. Grant Matthews fell to Tyson Martin of Aquinas at 285 pounds in Division III. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grant Highland fell to Liam Richards of Oostburg at 165 pounds in Division III. Among other state runners-up, sophomore Liam Carey of Mineral Point, who fell to Martez Sheard of Aquinas, a 9-3 score in the D3 final at 126. Junior Shane Rashan of Dodgeville, a former champ, is now a two-time state runner-up as he fell to two-time champion Colton Bolig of Evansville in the final 120 in Division II. Senior Adriana Logue of North Crawford Seneca made it to the finals but lost to three-time state champion Brooke Huffman of Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Among other state runners-up, Maddox Mao of Belleville Monticello Nuclearis, Branko Garcia of Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, Sam Zanton of Middleton, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien, Desmond Severson of Baraboo, teammates Eli Meyer and Easton Cameroon of Mount Hora Barneveld. Those wrestlers that are now two-time state runners-up include Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, who suffered a 7-4 overtime loss in the Division III final at 132 pounds, and Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, who lost a heartbreaking 8-6 verdict in the final Division II at 144. Among wrestlers from our immediate area. Let's check the local teams for Richland Center. Two girls at state, both seniors. Madeline Muller won a pair of matches. Kaylee Spildy picked up one victory, but neither was able to place. For Boscobel, Wazika Steuben Jr., Ashton Udelhoven represented the boys and picked up a win in the consolation round. Sophomore Peyton Sander for the girls, but neither were able to place. North Crawford Seneca, as mentioned, had senior Adriana Logue as a state runner-up. For Dodgeville, three wrestlers at state all placed. Champion Hocken Peterson, runner-up Shane Rashan, and senior Nathan Johnson placed fourth. Riverdale had five wrestlers at state, were led by state runner-up Grant Matthews. Brody Meese, a four-time state qualifier and two-time state runner-up, was fifth at 138 pounds in Division III. Lakota Brewer, state runner-up a year ago, took fifth at 150 pounds in Division III. Sophomore Wyatt Schramm was sixth at 106. His brother James Schramm picked up a couple of wins at 113 pounds, but failed to place for Riverdale. Iowa Grant Highland had six wrestlers at state, one for the girls, five for the boys, led by state champions Brock Kinderman and Griffin Wineski, and state runner-up Jackson Bussey. Also, freshman Rowan Altman for the girls and Wyatt Hoffman for the boys picked up a pair of wins, but neither was able to place. And sophomore Ty Cutts was a state qualifier for Iowa Grand Highland. That's a wrap from the state wrestling tournament for WRCO Sports and David Wermond. I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. The next wrestling adventure is coming up this weekend, March 5th through the 7th, at the La Crosse Center in La Crosse for the boys' state team tournament. Also over the weekend, gymnastic action got to the sectional level. Congratulations to the River Valley area gymnastics team as they ended their season at the WIAA sectional meet. Presley Montre had a career PR of 8:45 on the vault. Ella Prohaska had a career PR of 6:25 on the bars and 28:4 in the all-around. Brecken Call had a season PR of 5.5 on beam and 23.8 in the all-around. Church League Volleyball gets to another round of tournament action tonight at 7 o'clock. Richland Baptist Temple 4 plays Church of the Nazarene 1. At 7:45, St. Mary's plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. At 8:30, Church of the Nazarene 2 faces Santa Maria. And at 9:15, Avoca Bible Church 2 plays Richland Baptist Temple 3. The lowly Chicago Bulls scored 27 straight points in a fourth-quarter collapse that cost the Bucks a lopsided loss. Milwaukee had actually led most of the game, but it missed 17 consecutive shots in the fourth period. Bobby Portis scored 18 to lead the offense. The Bulls had lost their last 11 games coming in. The Bucks made the short trip home so they can host the Boston Celtics coming up this evening. Marquette wasn't able to dig itself out of the first half hole it fell into Sunday. The Golden Eagles dropped a 62-51 decision to DePaul at Fiserv Forum. Freshman Nigel James Jr. led his team's scoring effort with 14 points, trailing 32-14 at intermission. Marquette came out of the locker room scoring the first 9 points of the second half and got back into the game. Senior guard Braden Carrington came off the bench to hit 9 3-pointers and score 32 points in Saturday's 90-73 Badger win at Washington. Carrington scored 23 in the second half. Nick Boyd scored 8 points in the opening minutes of the game, while Wisconsin jumped out to a 14-3 lead. Nolan Winter had 13 points and 9 rebounds. The Badgers are 20-9 with Maryland next on the schedule at the Kohl Center, coming up on Wednesday. College basketball yesterday, Ohio State was a winner against number 8 Purdue, 82-74. And number 13 Michigan State over Indiana, 77-64. The Wisconsin women's hockey team is owning the postseason again. Layla Edwards scored a goal a minute into overtime to give the Badgers a 3-2 win over Bemidji State on Saturday. The series sweep advanced the UW to the WCHA women's final faceoff with a game in St. Paul coming up on Thursday night. Tyler Reddick became the first driver in NASCAR Cup Series history to win the first three races of the season with a victory Sunday at the Circuit of Americas. Driving a Toyota owned by Michael Jordan, Reddick won the season-opening Daytona 500 and a week later at Atlanta, then won from pole in the first road course of the year. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.